Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What beliefs are influencing your actions, behaviors, and results? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Welcome to the new year. I'm not sure about you, but I get pretty excited about the idea of starting with a clean slate, being able to start fresh, setting new goals, and hitting the ground running after a nice, relaxing holiday. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas and New Year's holidays, and I hope you got to spend some well-deserved downtime with your family and friends. I also hope you celebrated the New Year's arrival and are ready to jump back into the fight. And to kick off the new year on the right foot, I thought I'd start with this important question. What beliefs are influencing your actions, your behaviors, and your results? You did know that your beliefs are what's driving your actions, your behaviors, and your results, didn't you? I know sometimes it seems like there are other drivers that are the primary influencers of those things that you do, but when you boil it down to the basics, everything that you do is a product of your beliefs. So wouldn't it be helpful to start this year with a solid understanding of the beliefs that most successful people have? The way I look at it, I'd rather start by asking what other successful people believe rather than trying to figure it out on my own and perhaps getting it wrong or miss the mark. How about you? If you're the kind of person who likes to think for themselves and likes to be the trailblazer, not following the footsteps of others, then you may want to skip this particular episode. On the other hand, if you're someone who values the lessons learned from others who've gone before you, then you'll likely find this very helpful. And it'll save you a lot of time, effort, and frustration trying to figure these out on your own. So, for those of you who welcome the lessons learned of those who have already gained success, here are seven beliefs that the most successful people have shared that have had a significant and important impact on their achieving success in whatever they're doing. And as I share each of the seven, I'd ask you to be reflective and consider whether you agree with this belief already, or if you currently have a different belief that perhaps should be changed, modified, or adjusted in order to improve your likelihood of success in this new year. Here we go. Belief number one is, I believe in a no-excuse policy. Successful people live above the line. By that, I mean they don't make excuses for their performance or their results. They take ownership and are accountable for their actions, behaviors, and results. Those who make excuses also tend to blame others and are often in denial that they're the cause of their wrong actions, poor decisions, and lackluster results. If you intend to be successful this year, you must have a no excuses policy. Belief number two is, I believe in asking, how can I make this happen? Rather than getting caught up in the idea that something can't happen, successful people tend to shift the script and pose the question to themselves, how can I make this happen? Their attitude is one of finding a way rather than there is no way. When a situation looks particularly bleak or impossible, my mentor, Dan Miller, often asks, what does this make possible? He's looking at the situation not as either good or bad, but just what it is. And since it is what it is, his belief is that there's an opportunity in every situation. If you want to be successful, You simply need to believe that anything is possible. You simply need to ask the question, how can I make this happen? Belief number three is, I believe in having a never give up mentality. Far too often, people give up way too soon. They stop doing something because it's not working, when the reality is they just haven't gotten good at it yet. You've heard the idea of practicing for 10,000 hours to gain mastery of any skill. Most people don't practice for 100 hours before giving up. The reality is we all suck for a long time before we get good at something. Think back to when you first learned to walk. You probably fell a lot, but your parents kept telling you to try again. They wouldn't let you quit. The same thing happened when you first started playing baseball or soccer or the piano. But as adults, we tend to think that we should be great at talking with a prospect on the first phone call we make, or that our first email should get a huge positive response from everyone who gets it. The reality is we've got to practice before we get good at anything. And to be successful, we've got to have a never give up mentality. Belief number four is, I believe I must avoid the overwhelm. We all know that there are far more demands and requirements placed on us than we could ever get done. In fact, it seems that the more capable and organized a person is, the more things that seem to get added to the to-do list. Not sure why that is, but it sure seems like the reality. And because we can always see way more things that need to get done, we run the risk of getting sucked into the overwhelm rather than staying focused on the few things that matter most. Is this just me, or do you feel the same way? The truth is, those people who are successful seem to have a belief that they must avoid the overwhelm so they can have the energy, focus, and attention to put into those things that are critically important. There are methods of staying focused on the priorities, but it all begins with having the mindset and the belief that the overwhelm of doing everything is the enemy of focusing on what matters most. Belief number five is, I believe that done is better than perfect. If you're like many people I know, this one is painful and difficult. Far too often we place our pride and our reputation as more important than making progress. And by that, I don't mean that our reputation doesn't matter. We all know it does. But unless we're able to risk doing something that isn't perfect, we'll never get anything done. Do you know anyone like this? Someone who won't publish their website because it's not polished and finished yet? Or someone who won't publish their book because they want to do just one more rewrite to make it perfect? Or someone who won't pick up the phone to call a prospect because they haven't memorized the sales script yet. We're all guilty of this to some degree. I certainly admit it. But those who are successful know that done is far better than perfect. Perhaps this is one area where we need to shift our mindset. Belief number six is, I believe mistakes are powerful lessons. Let's face it. We all make mistakes, but for some of us, making a mistake causes us to back down, shy away, or quit altogether. Making a mistake can hurt our self-confidence and makes us doubt whether we have what it takes. Yet how can we learn if we don't allow ourselves the latitude to make mistakes? It's why we put a bib on our grandchild when they're first learning to eat with a spoon and fork. It's why we don't require straight A's from our kids when they're in school. It's why we act as our kids' driving instructor before we buy them a car. We know that they're going to make mistakes, and we know that each mistake is going to be a powerful lesson for them. Our job is to make sure the mistake doesn't kill them or cause permanent damage. Well, it doesn't change when you own your own business. You're still going to make mistakes. And if you've got the right mindset, you're going to learn big time from each and every mistake you make. And the reality is, those who are successful simply make more mistakes and fall forward faster. Perhaps we should adopt the same belief. And finally, belief number 7 is very much related to number 6. It is, I believe that feeling the imposter syndrome is a sign of leveling up. Making mistakes often leads to that internal gut-wrenching feeling that I'm not good enough. Many call this the imposter syndrome, and it's real. I know the first time I spoke on stage to a large audience, I felt it big time. Who was I to stand up there acting like I was smarter than anyone in the audience? The truth was, I wasn't. But I had to overcome the feeling that I was a fraud, a fake, or a sham. The feeling that comes from the imposter syndrome can be debilitating. It can suck the life right out of you and make you want to crawl into a hole. But those who are successful know that any time that feeling comes over them, it means they're tackling something they've never done before or have never done really well yet. They believe that it's a sure sign that they're back in learning mode, and soon they'll be gaining new skills as they practice, make mistakes, and get better. We've got to be willing to learn in order to grow and become successful. But learning comes with the frustration of not knowing, making painful mistakes, putting yourself out there, and sometimes falling short of the mark. While that sounds terrible, it also means you're getting better, stronger, faster, and winning. So there you have them, 7 beliefs that the most successful people hold as truth. Which ones do you need to think more about? Which ones may require you to change your current thinking? I'd strongly suggest that you write these down and remind yourself of them often as we go into this new year. The result will be a stronger, more confident, and more resilient you, which will mean this is the year that you will be joining those who are successful. Here's to a fantastic new year for you and your business. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Your mindset has more to do with your success or lack of it than anything. Adopt these 7 beliefs and your success is in the bag. If I can help, just reach out. Now, before we go, 2 quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss habits of successful people. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.